Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
Our second scripture reading this morning is from the book of Matthew, chapter 14, verses 15 through 21. It can be found in your pew Bible in the New Testament, page 16. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds, and all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children.
Good morning. Imagine being out in that desert with Jesus and being one of his disciples and thinking, how are we going to feed these people? How are we going to do this? And he just comes up with this great plan. Well, we have some fish. We have some bread. Let's just take it out there and everything will be fine. And they fed 4,000 people. And there was leftovers. Now, how often does that happen at home? You have a big party. How many leftovers are there? And then what do you do with them? Later in Matthew, there's another incident where Jesus is healing the lame, healing the blind, healing the people who can't walk, can't hear. And again, he says, let's feed these people. And the disciples again say, yeah, right. We'd only have 7 fish and 2 loaves of bread. How are we going to do this? And we have 5,000 people this time. And their children and their spouses. How are we going to do that? Trust me. Feed them. And again, they fed all of them, 5,000 men plus their families. And there was still food left over. It just amazes me when I think about the hunger and the poverty in just the United States alone. So I'm going to give you a little bit of facts. In 2010, there were about tens of thousands of people in a very large area, United States and above. We have now grown to over millions of people who are hungry every day. They are food insecure. They do not know where their next meal is coming from or when they're going to eat it. Food banks supply your food pantries. Now, we have a food pantry in Southbury. We supply that as members of our community. But across the world and across the United States, there are 61,000 food pantries that provide 46 million people free food. In 2017, 40 million people struggled with hunger in the United States. Estimated 15 million households were food insecure. In Connecticut alone, 734,693 people are living below the 180% of the federal poverty level. 118,809 is the number of children that are living in poverty in Connecticut. 56,083 are the number of eligible working poor in Connecticut participating in our food pantries and our food programs. Let's bring it closer to home. Let's bring it to Southbury. Southbury Food Bank serves 178 households. 63% of those are senior households, struggling to live on fixed income. During the 2018 and 2019 school year, there were 473 Region 15 students eligible for free or reduced cost lunch program. This summer, the Southbury Food Bank provided 3,484 healthy lunches. When you think about that, you think, oh, I live in Southbury. Southbury is a thriving community. We're building, we're growing. And yet, there are people here in our own town who can't put food on the table on a regular basis. If I could take out seven fishes and two loaves of bread and feed everybody, I would do that. The people in our town and the people across the United States rely on the food banks and food pantries. It's a solution for the time being, but it's really not the right solution. There are other factors that play into poverty and the hunger in our United States and across the world that need to change. I don't know what those solutions are. But for the time being, the solution is that we as servants of God, his disciples, will take care of the people who cannot feed themselves. We have a food shelves at the food bank. We plead and we say, oh, don't forget to bring in soups. And people bring in soups. And people bring, when it's Thanksgiving or it's Christmas or it's the big holiday, everybody donates. And that's throughout Connecticut. There's the turkey drives and the so forth and the so on. But that doesn't take care of every day. So without the help of us and the help of others, including our government and so forth, we cannot feed our people. So next Sunday is the Walk for Hunger. I only gave you a few facts. If you walk the route in Woodbury and take the time to read the facts, it will absolutely blow your mind. I was so totally shocked when I actually took the time to read the signs and get some of the statistics that are out there. I never realized how wide it was just in my own town, just in my own state. So I plead for you to, when you go to the grocery store, that you pick up that extra can of something and put it in the baskets. How many people see those baskets outside in the food market? Right now they're very empty. When it comes around, hopefully by the end of the week, when they pick up the food, it will be full. We are God's disciples. We come here and worship God every Sunday. We are a family. Let's work as a family to feed the hungry in our state. Amen.